The sky is blue, and in the background is the symphony of waves crashing onto the beach. I'm kicking back at Cactus this afternoon. G'day, what's your name?
Sarah Hawley.
Sarah, what is it about Cactus that makes you stay here?
Well, I actually live here, but I stay because it's relaxing and somewhere for my kids to surf every day and wear them out.
What made you come to Cactus that first day? Was it a decision that you made or the people that you were with to turn in?
No, I went to Sojourner to nurse, and then I met my husband, and we were living out here. So, yeah, no, I chose to live out here because, yeah, I got married and, no, it was all good, yeah.
Now, you said your children surf every day. Is that something that you sit on the beach and watch them, or are you quite, you know, relaxed about it, that all happening?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm very relaxed about them surfing. I mean, there are times when you sort of think you should maybe be out there and watching them, but they're very competent swimmers and surfers, so, no, I'm quite proud of them, really. Yeah, just getting out there and doing it and being with the big boys.
Your husband was well known around these parts for being one of the first blokes to survive a great white attack. When that happened, did it put a bit of fear in the hearts of the other surfers around the place?
I think any attack puts a fear in the heart of everybody. That was a long time ago, I suppose, about 11 years ago now, and there's been other attacks since then. Cameron Bayes, who was taken completely, no remains or anything, and then others. So, yeah, for sure. I think it's there, but you can't. You're more likely to be hit by a bus than to be taken by a shark. So, everybody has that in mind. But yeah, it's something that it's nature. You know, they live out there, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Did things drop off a bit after Cameron was taken?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think everywhere, because just after that there was an attack in Elliston. So, everybody, started to drop off a little bit. But after a few years, it starts again and everybody's back surfing again. Oh, it didn't take long, really.
Cactus Beach is notorious for being one of the best waves in Australia. But, looking around, there's a few people kicking back here. Is everyone here a surfer?
Well, no, people come here to go fishing, and a lot of people just come in and pop in and to see it. I think probably 80% of the people would come to go surfing. Yeah, but a lot of people just come to go fishing and just to see the place and the environment and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, there's really diverse amounts of people that come from different places around the world. And so, yeah, you get to meet all sorts of different people, and, yeah, it's nice. It really is.
Whereabouts from overseas have people come from?
Oh, Brazil, France, Mexico, little tiny islands off the Maldives and all sorts of places. Yeah, people just, they know, they hear about surfing areas in the world and they just travel, go and have their holidays in little, just check it all out, come to Australia for 4 weeks and try and surf as many places as they can, Well, I suppose lots of different people, that come through here. There's a lot of people that are high profile people that you really don't even know that they've been here because they just are quietly camping with their wife or husband or family or something. And a lot of people do, I think they just come here to have that anonymity, just to be anonymous, which is good.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that you get down to Point Sinclair and Cactus Beach and there's no kiosk, there's no motel, and no spa, no running water, no power that people can tap into. Are people shocked when they come here?
Oh, some, yeah, for sure. People have everybody has a different view of what it's going to be, or, in your mind. Some people come from Sojourner and think, oh, yeah, they can just go down and have lunch at Cactus. There could be a restaurant there or something, and don't take any water or anything like that. So, yeah, for sure, people have no idea. But most of the people have, you know, that come here and that come here often, you know, to bring water, to bring supplies, to bring, you know, everything to withstand the elements. So, yeah.
Are you glad there's no restaurant here at Cactus?
Oh, we used to have a restaurant sort of thing. We used, at Ronnie's, where he lives, there used to be a kiosk thing there. We have smoothies and sandwiches and pies and pasties and things. So, yeah, there was. And that was cool, but no, not anymore.
When you look around at the environment that's around Cactus, tell us about, you know, what the landscape is like here.
Down towards the beach, it's more small scrub, lots of great bush and salt bush. As you go towards town, there's a lot more mallee. It's all very mallee scrub. But, yeah, mainly it's boobiella and great bush and salt bush and stuff like that. Things that keep the sand down.
Over your time here at Cactus, has the environment changed?
Well, Ron's done a lot of stuff here just to stop roads and tracks that were here originally. Well, all just down here, he's just made these amazing walkways and things like that just to stop people from walking all over the place. So, yeah, the vegetation has actually grown back in a lot of places.
What does the weather get like here at Cactus throughout the year?
Oh, it's extreme, just like everywhere else, I suppose. It's a South Australian weather, so in winter it's cold and can be frosty, just like, you know, anywhere else. The sand gets frosty, which looks quite weird. And in the summer we can have pretty hot days, you know, like 48, 50 degree days, which is pretty hot, and everybody just lays on the beach, which is good. It's way too, you know, extreme sometimes, but no, it's all very nice.
You are living here at Cactus Beach, but are you a surfer?
Oh, occasionally I get in the water. I do it because I know that I should get fit and paddle around a bit. I like to go on my boogie board and flippers and stuff, but my kids, you know, they surf all the time. So when they were smaller, yeah, I'd go out a lot more just to make sure they were in the right position and make sure they weren't going to get drowned or anything. So, yeah, no, we're all very conscious of the ocean itself.